A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
Well, it used to be a bastard, but I think they accepted now.
Have you ever heard any other term for that? Woods cold.
Woods cold.
You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Come by chance. You ever heard that?
No, I don't even ever heard that one.
Or a volunteer. I know what that is in a plant, but I don't know. Your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost its father and mother is called...
An orphan.
And a person who looks after an orphan is its...
Foster parents.
Or it might be, this, you might say that's their legal... What? If they're looking after it, that's their legal guardian. You ever heard that?
Well, a ring of hell.
If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around you, say, this town is full of my...
kin folks, I guess.
Or you could say, call them something else. What else might you say for your relatives? Anything else? My people.
My people.
Have you ever used that, or would you be more apt to use kin folks?
I think I'd be more apt to say kin folks.
And then you might say, yes, she has the same family name and does look a little bit like me, but actually she's no
kin to me.
What is your youngest granddaughter's name next to Beth? The one that's next oldest to Beth.
Mary.
What was George Washington's wife's name?
Martha.
And there's a nickname that's for Helen, I believe, and it's in that song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Mary.
These are names I'm asking you about. Obviously, you know that. What's the nickname for William?
Bill.
And another way you might say it?
Willie.
But with Bill, you might say what? With a Y on the end.
I don't have anything. Bill, I don't believe.
Just Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Billy.
Oh, yeah.
Billy.
But most of them are called Bill.
That's right now. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels in the New Testament? It's
Luke.
Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is blank. Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew.
Say that one again.
Matthew.
Let's see. If you had a woman teacher when you were a girl, what would you call her?
Have a woman teacher.
In school.
Well, I just always called her Miss somebody or Mrs. somebody.
Did you ever use school mom or school ma'am?
Well, not to the face, we didn't.
But were they called that?
Well, they were spoken of as that, but I said we didn't call them that.
That wasn't a good term to use, too. I didn't know that. If you ran across the name C-O-O-P-E-R, how would you pronounce that?
Well, Cooper. Cooper. Some say Cooper now, I think.
And how would you say it?
We always called it Cooper.
And if it was the lady in the family, what would her name be, the mother?
Ms. Cooper.
And if a preacher is not really trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, but just preaches on Sunday here and there, and makes his living doing something else, you might say he's what kind of preacher? Have you ever heard a term to describe him? Untrained, a part-time preacher.
I don't.
Have you ever heard of jackleg preacher?
Yeah, I've heard of jackleg preacher. They ones that, well, most of them just take up preaching. They never
That's what
have any study.